It's Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2022.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop flow. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. Inner voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. Anna, Ing, and I are getting older. We still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic.
Oh man, what a great way to open up this year's episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's the first episode of season 19, you guys. That is 19 long years doing this show. Obviously a true labor of love. Speaking of love, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. This is not a Valentine's Day show. I should just warn you up front. Not a Valentine's Day show. Probably should be. It is Valentine's Day. That is some sloppy planning on my part. But I had a bunch of other stuff I wanted to put on the show. And when my girl-o was like, you should really make it a Valentine's Day show. It is Valentine's Day. You should make up like a romantic playlist. All your listeners will just put that on and have dinner and a romantic. I was like, yeah, that's A, not how people listen to my show. B, I've already done all the work. I'm not going to redo it. I'm lazy. So anyway, not a Valentine's Day show. Probably should be. But either way, it's got a lot of stuff I love on it. That's the real theme of the show. It's music I love. It's kind of every episode. But also, this episode in particular, I love all these songs. Perhaps most of all, Cheek Face. That's right. Los Angeles' own Cheek Face. One of my newest, favoritest bands, Cheek Face. They did a cover of my all-time favoriteest band, They Might Be Giants, with Anna Ing right back there. Oh my god, Anna Ing by They Might Be Giants. One of my all-time favorite They Might Be Giants songs by one of my all-time favorite bands, They Might Be Giants. And when I got that email from Bandcamp from Cheek Face, it was like, Cheek Face just dropped a new song, Anna Ing. I was like, gah! I like downloaded it, you know, immediately. I sped it up so that I could listen to it more times faster. I listened to the whole thing 10 times in 5 minutes. That's an exaggeration, but I did listen to it a tremendous amount. I love it tremendously. It's a great cover of one of my all-time favorite songs. So this season had to open with that song because it's the best thing ever. I hope you liked it as much as I did. Okay, speaking of other great stuff from Los Angeles, how about the band Oswald? They have a relatively new record, came out late last year, called Artificial Odyssey. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Frankie Valli, my favorite, then Geppetto, not a cover of Belly, but that'd be cool. Why doesn't anyone cover that song? Is there a cover? I should look that up. Anyway, I love Geppetto, but I also love their version of Geppetto. And this whole record, pretty good. If you like these two songs, they represent it. Though, I think they are some of the best songs. So, you know, yeah, just brace yourself for, you know, it's a mix. It's a lot of good stuff and some, you know, less great stuff. But anyway, these two songs, super great. And if you like them, check out the whole thing. So without further ado, Oswald from LA with Frankie Valli and Geppetto. Where else but right here on this, the first episode of season 19 of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
but I lied. I had a good, good cry. It came down both my eyes. I tore off my old skin. Now I'm born again. Just a kid, man. You've never seen a slow dance like I have.
Yeah.
All right, let's catch up. After Oswald back there, we heard a couple of songs from Reptalians, a band from Portland, Oregon. I really love those guys. They got a new record. It's called Multiverse. We heard the songs Like a Dog and Don't Wait for Me. They're both super good, and they represent the album very well. Reptalians has released a lot of really good stuff over the years, and I was like, every time a band like that releases a new record, I'm like, wow, is this going to be the one where they like fall off the horse and it's all crappy? Not the case. Reptalians just still churning out the hits. If you like those two songs, definitely check out Multiverse. It's awesome. I was like very pleased with it. It's a great record. So very excited there for new Reptalians. Then after Reptalians, we heard two songs by a band from New York City. They're called Sipper. And we heard the songs Fuck Jane and Soar. Both are singles. Both are released just random songs. I think I don't really know a lot about Sipper. I think it's just a dude who lives in the Lower East Side, an apartment and makes music. I don't really know anything about him. Maybe he lives in Bushwick. It could be anything. The guy could live in Jackson Heights. I don't know anything except they're from New York City and I'm too lazy to look it up. Did I mention I was lazy? Because I didn't read the whole show to be about Valentine's Day. And I also didn't look anything up about Sipper because I'm lazy. Maybe I'm just doing the bare minimum here. But you know who's not doing the bare minimum? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from Melbourne, Australia. That's the next band we are going to hear from. Very good. I've never played them on the show before, but with a name like that, I'm going to play them plenty more, I'm sure. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That is a quality band name. We're going to hear two songs off their new record, Butterfly 3000. We're going to hear Shanghai and Dreams. Both are great. The whole record is very cool. So if you like Shanghai and Dreams, don't hesitate to pick up the whole thing. Butterfly 3000, you won't be disappointed. Here we go. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I just like saying it over and over again. Shanghai and Dreams right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I'm John Ronson, and I want to tell you about a new podcast I've made for BBC Radio 4. It's called Things Fell Apart. For the past few years, I've watched as friends tear themselves apart because of their over-obsession with the culture wars. And by culture wars, I mean almost everything that people yell at each other about on social media.
We want to take masks off our children. That should be our choice.
You are a white privileged male who has no experience.
I can't help what I am. I was born like this.
I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to go through that procedure. What I'm saying is it doesn't make them a woman. It happens to be an opinion.
These wars can consume our lives. I was curious to learn how things fell apart, and so I decided to go back in history and find the origin stories, the pebbles thrown in the pond, creating the ripples. I had no idea how surprising, how consequential the stories would turn out to be. Like, how did a boy's dream of making it in Hollywood in the 1970s lead to a campaign of murders in the 90s?
There was this ping, and there was a bullet flying around the house.
How did a prank gone disastrously wrong influence people to smash their way into the US Capitol on January the 6th?
He walks in, and he's kind of like frantic. I'm like, what's going on, man? And then he's like, I got asked to join the Illuminati.
They're stories about the unexpected instigators of violent culture wars.
We moved to a very nice, wholesome community, and I was just very proud to be living there.
About how innocent lives get destroyed for the most irrational reasons.
I've been convicted of crimes that I not only didn't do, but that never occurred.
About the very first person to be publicly shamed because of something they did online.
Oh, I have to tell the joke. I suppose I do have to tell the joke.
About moments of grace amidst the horror.
I got my miracle. I was blind and now I see. Amazing grace.
Things Fell Apart from BBC Radio 4 is a series of 8 extraordinary stories from the history of the culture wars with me, John Ronson.
I'm
right, time to wind down this year's episode. That was Kate LeBon from the UK doing two songs, Moderation and Harbor, off her new record, Pompeii, which the Pitchfork people, man, they really liked that one. Famously, they don't really like anything, but man, when they like something, they really lean into it. And I feel like they wrote just Kate LeBon this amazing love letter of poetry in their review for this Pompeii record. Got my hopes up real high. And I'd heard a couple songs from it that she'd released as singles prior to the release. So I was very excited when the record actually came out. I was like, man, Pitchfork loves it. Those songs I heard have been great. I don't know if I liked it that much. I really like Moderation and Harbor. Those were two of the songs that I heard earlier. And then the rest of the record, I don't know. It's like, it's okay. It's not bad. It's certainly not bad. It's a great release. But I was prepared to be like, oh my God, it's the best thing Kate LeBon has done in like forever. And so that's like, yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. And Moderation and Harbor, very good songs. But speaking of things that are really, really good, I mean, just like crazy good. How about this next thing we're going to finish up the show with? This is the song I was going to open the show with before that Anna Ng cover came along. So instead, we're closing the show with it because it's that great. I've listened to it so many times. I pretty much listen to it at least once or twice a day and have ever since it came out, you know, a few weeks ago, whatever. It's so good. It's Lucy Dacus from Richmond, Virginia. It's called Kissing Lessons. It's a single, and it's just a terrifically great song. Like, I read this comment somewhere, like, I don't know, on YouTube or a blog or something, and it was like, she's written a song that I can barely relate to, but it still makes me nostalgic. It's like it's unlocking a memory I never had. I was like, that's such a great way to summarize how that song makes me feel. It's so good. I love this part. What's so great about this song, it's a very weird song. It doesn't have a chorus. It's very short. It's just like a sort of tells a story. And I love everything about it. It's so, so good. I really enjoy it. I hope you do too. Here we go. Lucy Dacus finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head with Kissing Lessons.
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took a word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win my man, and she said, I know just the and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing. She called me by the name of her crush. I couldn't decide if she was cold or Justin. I think I called her baby or darling most of the time. We take turns being seduced, imagining the day it would come into use. Imagining the day it would start breaking hearts and taking names.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sweet Caroline, A Swingin' Safari, and Baby Elephant Walk, all covers by Bert Kampharf. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, or look for this season 19, in Spotify, where you can just find a playlist. I put all the songs I play on the show into that playlist. You can just listen to them there without having to listen to me talk. I guess if you just stop listening to the show and just keep going back and listen to that playlist every couple weeks, there'll just be new songs in it. You'll be pleased. That's an option too. And before I go, I just wanted to make another plug here for When Things Fell Apart. I put an ad. It was just like I basically just put an ad on the show because I love it that much. The new podcast by John Ronson from BBC about the culture wars. It's so good. It's my favorite thing I've listened to in a long time. So I wanted to make everyone else listen to it as well. It's 30, 35-minute episodes. each of them fascinating, great, and really well executed. Don't miss Things Fell Apart. It's a terrific podcast miniseries. Really good stuff. But enough about that. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.